Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bansal Fintech Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Toshniwal, Managing Director from Bansal Fintech Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good afternoon and welcome to everyone. It is my great pleasure to announce our quarter one FY23 earnings conference call. I hope each of you and your families are in good health, and if at all affected by COVID, have the mildest of symptoms. I'm joined on the call by our CFO, Mr. Pankaj Garg, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. I hope everyone has had the chance to go through our updated investor presentation uploaded on the exchanges and our company website. For the benefit of audiences who are joining the earnings call for the first time, I'd like to give a quick overview of the company, followed with a review of our financial performance during the quarter Q1 2022-2023. Our company, Bansal Fintech, is a vertically integrated textile company, and we specialize in the production of fiber to garment in blended specialty synthetics mainly. We also do certain other blends. We are in the business of producing yarn, fabric, and ready-made garments. Over the years, we have exported our goods into over 50 countries, including the developed markets of the U.S., U.K., Canada, Spain, Germany, Japan, France, and Turkey. We also continue to export in the Middle East. We have always been a product innovation-focused company, and considering the changes in choices and aspirations of our consumers, we have diversified our offerings and updated our products. Due to our specialized product range, we do service many highly reputed domestic and international brands. We are always upgrading our technology in our factories to produce the highest quality products at scale. Now, coming to the standalone financial and operational performance of the company, I'm very pleased with our business performance this quarter. Historically, quarter one has always been a sluggish quarter. However, it gives me immense pleasure to see par with quarter four FY22, which is usually our strongest quarter. Our weakest quarter in quarter one FY22-23 is better or almost equal to our strongest quarter in the last year. The total income for quarter one FY23 increased by 67.4% to 355 crores. The proportion of added business, which includes fabric and garments, has increased to 57.4% of the total sales in quarter one FY23 as compared to 55.8%. Almost a percentage, a 2% increase, as compared to quarter four FY22. The proportion of exports dropped to 48% of the total sales in quarter one as compared to 51% in quarter four FY22. The export of fabric seeing the highest percentage decline of about 12%. This is majorly due to the seasonal variations in demand in quarter one as compared to quarter four. However, the production levels of the fabric divisions witnessed a minor increase of 1%, and the garment division had an additional production of 6% more jackets and trousers on a quarter-to-quarter basis. The yarn division is already running at optimum production levels. The EBITDA for quarter one FY23 increased by 136.5% year-on-year The profit before depreciation and profit for quarter one FY23 increased by 104% year on year to rupees 38.5 crores. And the profit after tax for quarter one FY23 increased by 475% almost to rupees 19 crores. So you can see why we are pleased with this quarter. The capacity utilizations across all divisions helped the company to maintain and improve its margins in spite of cost increases on the cost front. On the cost front, I can share with you that the employee cost increased by 0.58% compared to the last quarter. This is majorly on account of increments that happen after March, as well as the increase in employment that we have generated in the garment division, which is actually a good sign that will, as it will augment future increased garment capacities. Our power cost increased substantially due to the cost of coal and various generation costs at our end. And we had an additional cost of rupees 5.3 crores on power and fuel as compared to the previous quarter due to the price increase in the coal. To moderate this, as we had advised earlier in earlier calls, the company had undertaken several steps and we continue to work on the single 132 kVA electricity line to replace the thermal power. We are evaluating biomass as an alternative means of power on our existing coal-fired plant, and we have already commissioned a 4 megawatt of solar power, which has helped us to some extent. Luckily, we were able to pass on quite a bit of this cost increases due to the market conditions being favorable in our product. The increase that has happened is there due to the inventory and debtors increasing and also some capex, which again is normal considering the fact that we are on a growth trajectory and inventory will go up for a moment. Going ahead, we expect domestic demand to continue to remain strong, and we do see headwinds in exports due to the recession fears. So these recessionary headwinds globally, while they are real and we are getting feedback from consumers slowing down in most markets, we hopefully continue to maintain that a more resilient demand in India will continue as compared to the rest of the world, given the geopolitical need to move away from China for our export customers, as well as the momentum in India itself, which is still very robust, and demand in the retail sector continues to be strong. To supplement this assumption of mine, I can say that our garment division is overbooked and completely full. So we are now speaking in August of 22, and we are already full in our order book up to March of 23 in the garment division. The power costs that we have continue to remain elevated, and for some time this is expected until our biomass or 132 kVA kicks in. However, like I said, we have been lucky enough to be able to pass on quite a bit of these margins and still, in spite of this increased costs, managed to get a very good result. The sustainability initiative remains a very important initiative for us, and we have improved the amount of recycled polyester that we use in our products, and that has also helped our bottom line along with the image. We continue to work on coal with biomass and solar power. We continue to upgrade our effluent treatment plants and sewage treatment plants with complete recycling of water and the usage of less water overall. Although Banswara is blessed with a very good quality and a big supply of water, we are very conscious of our efforts to maintain this and table healthy. Thank you. We shall now open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Neeraj Mansingka from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just had a question on the market and export. Considering that there have been issues in the Russia side, and there's some slowdown visible in the Europe side as well, and you are quite present in the Turkey market. Can you give some color on how you see the demand growth rate and what type of products are being in the demand market, etc.?
Thank you for your question, Neeraj. It's a very important question, because at this point, one definitely sees the amount in all of the European countries has been quite drastic. And I think the exception is probably only France, because it has more Germany, Turkey, and many of the countries we export to, including UK, are experiencing a very high inflation. So we are sensing that there will be a challenge in regards to having a product mix that meets this need of inflation. And we have been able to re-engineer or cost re-engineer many products using a more synthetic blend. So we have increased the amount of polyester we use, found a way to change the blends that keep the cost down. So one of the ways to tackle inflation is to provide products that are inflation proof and yet innovative. So this we have been able to do. The other part is that there is a shift towards India, and the China Plus One strategy continues to remain on top of the mind, particularly in UK buyers and many buyers in Germany and many buyers all over Europe, as well as definitely in the US. And this is because they are all very scared in a way of the geopolitical situation of what may happen if China were to ever invade Taiwan. This remains a hanging threat. In that situation, they want to have an alternative, and at this point they are being very patient with India. And even though capacities are not available in India and they would not have many products, they are giving us the opportunity to build the capacities and to give them the products even at a slower rate. So I hope I've been able to answer your question.
Yes, one more follow-up. Do you see non-cotton demand much higher than cotton in the next, say, 1 or 2 years because of, one, cotton price increase, secondly, India is also probably replacing China to some extent in the market?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is an important point that you bring up, because we are seeing that synthetics in India has been a relatively smaller basket in terms of the export as compared to cotton. And now we are seeing that large production capacity of polyester and viscose in the country, raw materials being available, and now the mills all having revamped themselves for more textiles to be produced, we are able to meet the demand, which is lower than what it used to be. But if it time to replace China, there could be no better time than the next 2 years. This is a real golden opportunity. And those who are able to step up to the plate, give products which are more piece-dyed with cycle times, which are much smaller than what they were used to, they have all of the opportunity to capture this market, which customers are offering up to us.
So the related question, how much can you scale up our capacity considering that there is a potential demand?
Yeah, so I think that there is a lot of idle capacity in the country. When you look at it, you see that capacities have been bought up by, like, say, for example, Reliance has bought up Syntex or the Alok Textiles, and many capacities that were not utilized are now going to come back into the pipeline. And there is definitely a potential for synthetics to utilize these capacities fully. Like, for example, we had a jacquard division and a worsted spinning division, which prior to the pandemic we were never able to use fully, and even for the last 2 years we had idle capacity there. Now we are in a situation where engaging outside looms. The fortunate part for Banswara as a company is that we have excess capacity available in finishing. Where we have our bottleneck is in this with outside weaving and outside knitting to get fabric from outside, yarn from outside, and be able to increase our turnover by biggest two bottlenecks in India to increase exports is garment capacity and finishing capacity of quality. We don't have a finishing capacity problem. Garment capacity increases in India have begun to happen at a very fast pace, but it continues to remain a challenge. In the meantime, fabric all over the region of Southeast Asia, all the way up to Vietnam, where we've always been sending goods, and the exports from this part will continue to go to the rest of the world for our synthetic products.
So, just before I come back in the queue, what is the utilization of your processing capacity in the quarter?
So, we have a capacity to do up to about 3.5 million meters of value added. It depends on the product mix, huh? We could go, say, between 3.5 million to 4 million meters, depending on what product mix we decide to process. And at the moment, we are only using meters per month.
It got blank. Just can you repeat the last line, last word, how much is it utilized?
Yeah, we have a capacity of between 3.5 to 4 million meters per month of finishing, including piece dyeing, but we have only been able to use 2.2 million meters. Earlier, we were doing job work, which we have stopped completely now. And we have liberated all the capacity for our own use. And we are sourcing gray fabrics to be able to run the fabric, run the entire finishing.
Got it, great. Thank you very much. And congrats for the good results. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand now, given that we, the last line, taking the last argument forward, like we have stopped the job work and utilizing for our own use. So ideally, it will be margin accretive for us, right? I mean, going forward.
Yeah, hopefully. At this point, it will depend on how much customers are willing to pay and what value addition we can bring to whatever grayish fabrics we buy from outside. But it looks positive. It looks very good.
Mm-hmm. Great. And you did mention that we have been able to pass on any kind of cost increase. As a result, we could maintain our operating margin in spite of cost escalation. Now, in maybe next 2 to 3 quarters, once your alternative fuel comes through, so ideally, won't that result in expansion of margin for us? Would that be considered as another lever for margin expansion for us?
Yeah, the only challenge is that this biomass implementation has many challenges to it. So we are experimenting with it right now in our thermo pack in the finishing, which is like about a before we scale it up to do it in the power plant. And it has been fairly successful. However, there is a lot of volume of agro-based and other biomass to be collected and made into the clinkers and made into the sort of the mass that we can use easily, right? These things we are working on. So I don't know about the timeline, but yes, as solar and biomass increases, and as we get our line, the cost of power should come down. Meanwhile, whatever our higher cost of power is, we are absorbing it and still maintaining a reasonably healthy margin.
Okay. Fair enough. And sir, overall, okay, can one say that the current performance is sustainable? So any kind of comment that you can make on that?
See, this is the thing about the headwinds that we are experiencing, and you know, all I'm saying is that our feeling is that the demand that we got in the first quarter should be maintained in quarter two, quarter three. However, this really depends on how nervous people get about a recession and how much they want to order and how much they want to really develop out of China and make sure, you know, that they use the opportunity of the recession to be able to move away from China. Sometimes it's not possible to move away because simply you have too much demand and you can't go to a new supplier. So we think of this as a positive right now. We have in the pipeline many products and samples that have been given to us from customers, which they're saying, if you guys are able to get right at the, you know, what we were buying from everywhere, they're being very open with us to share all of the knowledge of what they were buying and how they were buying. And the opportunity is now for us to take and make sure that those customers whom we in the next one or 2 years give these new products to really and like our service. So I think this is a service business now. China has done a great job in being able to service at high speed and prices the markets abroad and the most big customers. And I think we are learning how to do that. If we step up to the challenge, I don't see why we cannot do it.
Why we can't sustain? Because also given the fact that we our order book is full, right? Until
the order book, I must say, is only full in garments. We're not yet seeing it in the fabric front. And many times we find that even in the fabric front, what is happening is due to a bottleneck in garment capacity available, fabric orders come and don't get lifted for some time. So this is something which maybe will go away as the garment capacities open up more globally. But globally there was a shutdown in
This is the operator, sir. We are not able to hear your audio.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir, Ravi sir. Now you're on.
Yeah. What is the part that nobody was able to hear?
Just the last line. Yeah.
Hello?
So your last couple of lines, we could not hear.
Yeah. So I was saying that the capacity that we have in India is lower than what the capacities are available in China. You know, because customers are able to wait for us right now, we are able to give them enough goods that it manages the pipeline for them. So I think it's a great opportunity, and hopefully because of this we should be able to see that the demand continues, though the global recession is there. In India in particular, demand is very robust.
Okay.
So we are seeing the India demand for fabric is also good and for garments is good.
Okay.
And therefore in the quarter, as you see also, we have seen that whatever loss we've had in the export market has been more than made up by the Indian market.
Okay, understood. And so my final query is, now if you see our cotton future is trading at a steep discount of 20-25% as compared to spot, so there might be some expectation that the cotton prices might come down. So how will it impact our business overall, our synthetic yarn?
I think prices in cotton have come down, but even prices in synthetics have come down. And we have seen that overall now, for the first time in the last 2 months or so, price. But till now, as you saw it, prices of raw materials kept increasing, spinners kept increasing the price of yarn, fabric prices increased but not as much as the yarn price increased, and retail prices didn't increase as much. So the retailers suffered the most. Now we see a reversal in trend where the retailers are getting a price where they're will be falling, and retailers have started to increase a little due to inflation. And so they are now capturing back all of the cost increases. Can you hear me?
Mr. Poddar, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nisha Desai from Raga Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I had just two questions. Firstly, sir, I wanted to understand what is that one factor which differentiates us from our peers?
No, Nisha, I lost your last sentence. It got garbled.
My question is that what is that one factor our company has which differentiates us from our peers?
I couldn't hear you again. Your voice is getting garbled.
Yeah, I'm asking what is that one factor which differentiates our company from our competitors, our peers?
What is the one factor that distinguishes us from our competition?
Correct. Yes, correct, sir.
Okay. So I would say that the biggest factor for us is being able to make innovation at an affordable price, to give you a product that is better than what the Chinese are doing. And which is, you know, still better than the Turkish prices, to offer products that give value to the customer.
Okay, sir, that's helpful. Sir, and my other question is, are we going to focus now more on the synthetic yarn business, or will our focus be more on the fabric and the garmenting business?
I'm really sorry, I'm not able to hear you well because your voice is like breaking. Are you on a mobile?
Yeah, sir, I'll just repeat again. Sir, what my question was, are we going to focus more on the synthetic yarn business, or will we focus more on the fabric and the garmenting business?
So we do see that the synthetic yarn margins have been good for us. And we will continue to expand in the synthetic yarn business. And we will be utilizing more of our available capacities in finishing with some outsourcing. So yes, the first focus is to maximize whatever we can get out of the synthetic yarn business. Then the fabric and garment is expanding as fast as we can.
Hello?
This is the operator. Ravi sir, we are not able to hear you.
I'm saying that the synthetic yarn business remains our prime focus and is one of the biggest generators.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, I had asked a question on synthetic yarn business, so you were giving explanation on that.
Yeah, hi. Nisha, are you there?
So I'm there.
Yes,
hello? Yes, sir, I'm there.
Yeah. Sorry about this trouble with the technicalities. I was saying that our yarn business continues to be the main driver of profitability, synthetic yarn. And we really do believe that synthetic yarn, in particular the dyed yarns we do, will be continuing to be having a good market, as it is not really, the potential hasn't been completely exploited here. After that comes the fabric business, which is also growing. And the garment business is at this point really oversold, but we expect, you know, also that the garment business cannot be grown beyond a particular scale fast enough. So we will be focusing on growth first in spinning and then in garmenting and then finally fabric.
Okay, sir, this was quite helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Few questions. Starting with, if you can just throw some light on the domestic demand scenario. And as you have mentioned in your opening comments that our order book is full until the end of financial year. So where is this order coming from? Any specific regions?
Okay, Ashar. So I spoke specifically of the garment order book, not our fabric or yarn order book, okay? Just to clarify, the garment business for us is not expected to exceed 300 crores in the FY 23. having qualified that, I can say that the garment order book is full from all of the retailers in India. And we are talking about retailers who dominate the Indian space, like, for example, the Arvind Group or the Madura Group, and as well as the brands of Reliance Retail, Lifestyle, various other formal and smart casual brands of India. But we're talking about both the retail private label brands as well as brands like Arrow and Blackberry and others like that. So really the organized retail sector is where our order book is full from.
Okay. Next question is, have we seen additions for any new customers, and has there been any incremental growth from the existing customer base?
Yes, there has been incremental growth from the existing customer base, and we have seen a few new customers, but we are right now choosing which customers we can onboard, as we are not able to handle more customers at the moment in the garment business.
Understood. That's helpful. So lastly, you mentioned on yarn business, can you throw a bit more light on how will yarn business pan out going forward?
So for the yarn business, as far as Banswara Syntex is concerned, I must point out that we do dyed yarns, and mainly dyed polyviscose yarns. And so they're sort of like a specialty commodity. There are not that many dyed specialty yarn spinners in polyviscose in the country. So this is an area where there is a good demand from various segments of the business, whether it's knitting, weaving, home furnishing, and even some technical fabric applications. So the demand has been quite robust, and therefore we feel a need to add some spindleage and have earmarked some of our capex around the yarn business, where we are looking for a suitable site to put it up. We may not do it in Banswara because of the labor availability and various incentives that we may get in other locations.
Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pawan Nahar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, can you please spell out the capex that you plan in FY23, FY24, and whatever little visibility on FY25?
Okay.
And where it would be spent? Because today it is, like I can clearly see that we are going to be investing more on the spinning side. So in the past we discussed about solar, investing in solar.
Right.
And
right.
I don't think we are planning to invest much into weaving, right? And garmenting anyways does not require much.
Right.
And spinning is where we will be investing. So can you please just explain and your wise too?
Yeah, so we're planning to invest around 200 crores overall capex in the next 2 years.
Okay.
And about 100 crores will be in spinning, and 100 crores will be within all of our solar plus weaving and finishing and other parts and garments included.
So 200 crores, and of this 200, how much would be spent this year?
Out of the 200, the amount that we expect to spend this year will be about 100 crores.
100 crores.
Roughly, yeah.
Okay. And
maybe 100 to 120, I think. That's the range, yeah.
And this 200 will suffice, as things stand today, to meet our 250, 260 crores guidance for FY25. EBITDA guidance.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. Good.
Okay, and to which we need to add the about 40 crores outlay that we have for acquiring a retail fabric brand, right?
So this is not accounted for in this 200 crores. That would be separate.
Yes, understood. So that we should count another 40 will be invested.
Yeah. If we find the opportunity is right and whatever is good for it, we will absolutely be able to conjure up those resources. So that's not a problem.
So it's yet not finalized. I thought you were like very close to it.
We are close, but we have not finalized anything yet.
In that case, I at least whatever little we see as outsiders and the opportunity, or we'll come to that later. And somehow I see some softening in terms of the outlook of garmenting business, maybe because of availability of labor, or is it like demand?
There was labor shortages in the garment industry in the month of May.
Right.
That is, I think, normal. Everywhere across all industries, everybody experienced labor shortages in May and
right.
June.
Right.
So this has become a traditional thing in India now.
Right.
So that apart, the demand has been very robust. And there is no softening of the demand in garment.
Right.
We have been surprised by how strong it is.
Right. But then, you know, today I see that, like you said, we are unable to take orders, you know, the growth. Like I'm just trying to, I just feel that there is a little, or let's put it like this, that the guidance says that 25% of our FY25, so ballpark FY25 should be 400 crores of garment business. That's what you
yes.
aspire for.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And 300 this year.
Correct. That remains.
Right. So 300 and then in another 2 years, 400.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine.
And, there's no change in that.
Okay, fine. And when we say we will invest 100 crores into spinning, can you please elaborate a little more?
So we want to continue with synthetic spinning in terms of the specialty synthetic yarns of polyester and polyester blends. In dyed and raw white both. And this we will think about different locations. We are examining right now two or three different locations to see which is the best one suitable for us. Hopefully we will come to a decision in another month or two.
So the yarn that we'll make is what we already make. Nothing different from what we are making in terms of
nothing.
The usage.
Absolutely.
So I recall we had some plans that we would be investing into some sportswear kind of weaving, was it? I'm forgetting that there was a plan to invest into some new categories.
So this is the sportswear garments we are talking about.
Okay.
And in our garmenting, and we were talking about knitting in particular. And we were saying we will be investing in knitting that allows us to use more sportswear applications and athletic leisure applications. This we will do. This is part of the 100 crores that we are planning in weaving and knitting and finishing and, you know, all of those parts. It doesn't take that much investment. Also, we have located a lot of capacities already invested by people where raw white knitted fabric is available and all we have to do is piece dye it.
Okay. So 100 crores will go into spinning. How much will be solar again, if you may remind us?
Spinning, I don't know the solar part yet. We are, you know, because we have already put in about 4.5 megawatts.
Right.
We want to try and conclude another 4.5 megawatts as we go along in the next 2 years. Provided we get the right price breakup for it, we will go ahead and do that.
So 200 is what stays as the capex for this year and next year? Right,
correct.
As things
correct.
Today, correct.
Okay. Correct.
Thank you so much. And how much would, okay, that's fine. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Pawan.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Dipti Kothari from Kothari Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is that who are our key customers for garmenting business and are we looking at expanding our product portfolio?
So, Diti, we have both customers in the domestic and the export business. In the domestic part right now, it's growing much stronger and we have all of the brands like Van Heusen, Louis Philippe and others from the Madura fold. We have all of the brands which are coming in like Arrow and Arrow and Van Heusen and the brands of BlackBerry and others in India, plus all retailers like Reliance Retail, the brands which are associated with lifestyle and lifestyle retail and Shoppers Stop and many other, including Trent, Tata Trent. So all of these retailers and big brands who do sport casual and smart casual are all with us as our customer base in India. In the export base, we have customers like Marks & Spencer and Next in the UK. And now the growth is happening in the US market where customers are wanting to onboard, but we have to onboard them slowly as the capacity is not really available for them yet.
Okay. And sir, what will be the growth driver for fabric and garment business?
The growth driver is the India story, that you can get good value, better products than what you're able to get from China in the synthetic garment category from India. And this has never happened before to the extent that it is happening now.
Okay.
The ecosystem for synthetic garments out of India as a whole, right from yarn to fabric availability to trims and garmenting capacities, has evolved and continues to evolve.
Okay. And so Q1 historically is a sluggish quarter, but the numbers this time were surprising. So can you throw some light on the reasons behind the strong Q1? And is this demand?
There's no special reason other than the fact that there has been demand which has been good enough for allow us to pass on the cost increases we had. So on the cost front, actually, we had a lot of headwinds. But yet we were able to maintain margin in Q1. And we are only hoping that the recessionary headwinds do not impact us. But, you know, to some extent, we are expecting that it will. That is why we know what is going to happen in Q2, Q3, Q4. However, right now, Q1 was good.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That answers my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question is, what is our gross debt as on Q1 FY23?
The gross debt?
Yes.
One second. Let me just see. Yeah. Okay. It should be 320 crores about.
Okay. Okay. So, and so my second question is, when we say, you know, around 1600 crores of revenues and 15 to 17% of EBITDA margin by the year of financial year 25, do we assume that yarn prices would remain stable?
Well, I mean, there are several assumptions. The margins on the yarn prices should remain stable. Prices may go up or down depending on the raw material scenario. And we have to see still about what happens on the exchange rate. The broad assumption right now is that we are on a growth trajectory for specialty synthetics and continue to be a large player in this in India. We are one of the largest in this segment, and given that speciality of ours, we should be able to continue to grow as long as there is a market.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anant, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand the two things. On the yarn side and on the fabric side, what are our capacity utilizations right now?
Okay, the yarn side is like more than 95% or so, 90% plus, let's say, at least. And on the fabric side, as far as finishing is concerned, we probably are only at about 6% to 70% on finishing.
On finishing?
Yeah. Our weaving capacities are quite used up. So we are buying now gray from outside.
Oh, you're buying gray from outside.
Yeah, or we're getting job work done outside or knitting done outside. Because our capacity is both for knitted fabric as well as woven fabric in finishing, in synthetics.
And that is where we are going to add more capacity. And that is where
that's the easiest low-hanging fruit for us to get more turnover by simply using our finishing capacities and buying grays from outside.
The second question is from what you said in the last con call. So yeah. I do remember you saying that you are looking to get into seamless garmenting.
No. We said we were getting into knitting, not seamless garmenting. I think you're confusing us with Sangam.
Oh,
Sangam are the ones who are in seamless garmenting, not us.
Oh, okay, so we are not getting into seamless, I guess, but on the are we like working on? You said something on the athleisure side, which is
correct. Athleisure is what we did say, and this is based on knitting. And we are making fabric, which many of our customers, even in India, like, for example, Benetton in India, are buying a lot of our fabric in knits, which they use for kind of athleisure sports casual fabric. So these are some things where we also have international customers like Uniqlo and even H&M working with us on those.
Okay. And on the garmenting side, is it like, you know, we do like garmenting from the fabric that we manufacture ourselves, or is like, you know, garmenting is a separate, the fabric is outsourced and then we kind of, you know, make the garment?
It's
and
both. About 80% of the fabric we have is our own and 20% we buy the fabric and make garments. Increasingly, we are also now buying more fabric from outside and doing garmenting. So, you know, that should also help our turnover increase.
And by when do we expect, you know, our power cost to rationalize? Because right now we are like, this quarter is probably the highest, 55 crores in terms of power and fuel cost. So when do we expect them to rationalize? And secondly, what would be an ideal number for us there for the current capacity?
So power cost is already rationalizing a little since coal prices have begun to drop. As we also have started some biomass. This continues to be a challenge and, you know, I think it will take 6 months to a year before it completely becomes what is on par with our competition.
And so what would that be like? For example, how much do you think it will drop, 20%, 30% from where it is right now to be at par with the competition?
I think it's difficult for me to put a number on it right now. So, I mean, I don't know what exactly. We'll have to check up. If you call back our CFO or something, maybe he can give you that information later.
Okay, because, I mean, I'm just as an analyst, I just want to work out the margins as to, you know, how much coal. Because that's the...
No, I understand. There is some margin there, which we have, but I don't really remember the number. In this quarter, the power increased by about, I think, 5 crores. So, you know, we expect that 5 crores increase will not be there next quarter. It will be probably leveled out. We won't have more. It may go down slightly.
And there's no reason for us to, pass this, the reduction. That should be,
We are building it into our price and taking it back from the customers to the extent we can.
Okay.
Right? And fortunately, the market has been good enough for to allow us to absorb this increase and still get a healthy margin. So far, we are doing okay. Currently, the power cost is a direct function and directly proportional to coal price. So if coal price goes down, this cost will not go up anymore and continue to come down.
And we also had plans of getting from the grid, right?
Correct. We are not able to take 100% power from the grid. Only 50% of our power is possible from the grid with present connections. So we have applied for a line and that line has to be drawn from the substation and this is to come through the city. So this is a bit of a challenge. And that is why it is taking a while to make an underground cabling operation.
Okay. Great, sir. Thanks for the response and all the things.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanika Kothari from Max Trade. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you please throw some more light on the specialty products, like the piece-type products, high-end wool fabrics, where, as you mentioned, we have seen more demand?
Well, so, you know, the piece-type products are products now of specialty polyesters mainly, where we are talking about high-twist polyesters that give you very good performance with stretch. So these are the kind of fabrics that are now used in many of the top brands of the world. And these kind of fabrics require us to have the grayage available from which all yarns are available in India, and weaving capacity is also plentiful. What is missing in India is the piece dyed capacity that we have. We have the necessary expertise for this, which we have worked on with in learning with our French partners and with our Portuguese partners and Europeans from in general in the past. So, you know, this is the area where we are thinking that there will be a very good demand, because China was the one that dominated the piece dyed polyesters for so long. One, because the price of the filament yarns and polyester fibers in China was lower. And two, because they had many more piece dyeing equipments and did it at scale. So I think we should be pretty good at it now, considering that the raw materials are on par or even better than China prices. And we have capacities that have come up in the country that allow us to do piece dyeing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Toshnifal for closing comments.
Right. So I'd like to thank all of the people who attended this earnings call. Thank you for your guidance and your support of our company. We continue to work on developing a better name for India in the global market, and to use this opportunity to be able to make some headway in being able to be an alternative available from India to provide value-added specialty synthetics. So thank you, everyone, and look forward to meet you the next quarter with hopefully similar results. Let's see how things go, and let's hope the world remains safe for all of us, considering all of the headwinds that are happening. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Bansal Syntex Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.